Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, my friends, wherever you are in this world. For me, it's Monday morning, a new day, a new week. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. This is my podcast. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network because we choose to inspire people to live their best life. That's all I came here to do, I think, is to be in spirit, in joy, in life, trying to bring that love of life back to everyone I meet. And today I'm going to a place that is near and dear to my heart. This year, it's the 100th anniversary of my summer camp, where I spent 10 summers of my life. And let me tell you, if I could continue to go back every summer, I would. But I moved 3,000 miles away. Somehow I got a job that didn't really have summer breaks. And that almost broke me, right? Because I hit adulthood and somehow stopped taking those breaks. And those breaks, those summer sessions for me, was more than just running around outdoors in a camp environment. I realize now it was where I healed, where I regrouped, where I resourced myself every summer. Camp was more than just going to camp. It was how I came home to myself. It's where I found my essential self. It's where I wasn't being tested regularly. It was where there weren't grades. It was about experiential living. It was not trying to live up to an ideal of perfection, but about progress and doing your best and having a good time doing it. And you know, I'm a wordsmith of late, which makes me laugh because in school, English was my least favorite subject. Finding the main idea of a sentence, I was always like, oh, it could be this one or this one. And again, it was so hard for me to make a decision because I was so scared I would get it wrong. I was always scared of mistakes. In camp, if we're going to play with the word, I want to play with what showed up this morning as I was journaling, getting ready to talk about camp. If you break the word down, C-A-M-P. C was for contact. Really seeing and getting to know a human. You know, you got to know the sisters in your bunk in the 8 weeks better than the folks you lived with for 12 months of the year in school, because you weren't living with them. So there was contact, deep connection and contact. There was collaboration in the teams we formed, the bunks we had, all different, the groups were constantly morphing. And so there was friendly competition and collaboration when we were in teams. There was deep compassion and care. You were living with people. This was your family for the summer. And there was choice. There was guidelines and rules. And within that choice, and campers got to have choice. So campers, children got to have agency and choice. And then let's move to the A for agency, because campers got to have agency and choice in how they ran their lives. There was activity and action. There was experiential living. There was achievement to do your best. But it was okay if it was your best. It didn't have to be the best. There was M for maternal love from There was always a camp mother. There were camp counselors. There were big sisters, and even some big brothers. And, the owner of the camp, his family. It was one big family with that maternal Mother Earth coming back to the earth. And there were routines, there were morning routines, there was structure. And of course, there were evening routines too. And there was P for play, play and pleasure. But when we played, we had power and purpose in what we were doing. And there was this gentle push me, pull you. There were the seesaws that we played on, but everything had a rhythm, a push me, pull you rhythm. And when I tell people that I went away, since I was literally 7 years old, I was one of the youngest campers. And every summer, my parents sent me away. And I went away for 8 weeks every summer. That's a big time for a seven-year-old, right? And people are like, wow, you left home for 8 weeks every summer? Weren't you scared? And for me, this is where I found my essential self. This is where I found the place for me to let my hair down and be me. And in school, and I loved school. I was a great student. And I loved life, whether I was in camp or in school. And I brought myself everywhere I went. But there was something about camp that brought me back to myself. And when I think about that, it's where I developed myself. It's where I cultivated myself. It was almost like camp was where I, like the gardening of my soul was tended in such a lovely way so that I had deeper roots every summer to more of who I really was. And I could bring that back with me when I went to school. And so I think about it. School was very much learning in a very rigid fashion. It was sitting still and reciting facts, studying and getting graded. And learning in a classroom setting. Now, in camp, you learned experientially. And what I realized is that the deeper learnings were experiential learnings. It was like in school, I was stuck in only a part of me in my brain, and I had to sit still and be good. And there was one way to behave in the classroom, and then you got bits and pieces in recess and lunch and after school activities where you got to let your hair down and just be, right? And it was like parceled out. And so school was very much a training ground to conform to the way the adults wanted you to be. And camp was an experience. Camp allowed you to learn and learn about life and learn about other people and learn about nature and learn about art and athletics. And I still was reading books all summer, but you learned using the entire body. And my friends, my entire body is how I experience life in a bigger, better way. And I think, my friends, that's true for most people. That when we're in the woods and we're connecting to nature and we're studying by curiosity, the different trees, the different leaves. We're searching for blueberries. We would go blueberry picking. We would camp out in the forest. And that, my friends, was like a science experiment in real time. And when I fast forward even to thoughts about learning in school, I did one summer where I did summer school at Harvard University and I studied biology. And my friends, so much of school, right, is like learning from a textbook and they're describing things for you, but you're not experiencing them. And that summer at Harvard, we had a field trip one day where we went into the woods and we saw how post-fire a forest comes back online. And there's stages. There's first the small brush and getting the plants take root and anchor the soil so it doesn't have mudslides. And then from those trees, new trees come that are a little bit bigger and they block the sun from some of the smaller plants, and there's a gentle competition, but the plants are collaborating and competing simultaneously, which is exactly what happened in camp. And then they get to a stage three forest and then a stage four forest. And that mimics the stages of our own lives as babies, teenagers, young adults, middle age, elders, right? And that one afternoon in that biology class where I experienced biology in real time, I'm telling you, I think that's the only lesson that is stuck to my brain from that summer class. Similarly, my experiences in camp, because I experienced them in my full persona, I used my eyes, my ears, my nose, my taste, my connections to living experiences. I learned more in 8 weeks that I took with me out into the world than the spoon feeding and test taking that happened in school. And the connections made in summer camp are deep. Now, I just invite you that when you go to college and you're living with roommates, or you're a young adult and you're living with roommates, we get to know people experientially. And the bonds are different than when you go to work every day and you don't necessarily, you're wearing a work persona or a school persona. You're not being your full self always unless you choose to take your full self with you wherever you go. And camp taught me who my full self was. And I actually realized that I take my full self wherever I go. And I thank my camp for tending the garden so that I could be fully me wherever I go, even as I wear new costumes. And my friends, we're going to take our first break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, and I am trying to play yourself back to your best healing, to bring you back to your essential self where you feel whole, mind, body, heart, and spirit. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Grab your favorite drink and come right back, where we'll be diving deep into summer camp and coming home to myself.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. And we are all on the Inspired Choices Network. And let me tell you, if you like this podcast, if you glean some tidbits of information that can help you live your best life, help you get back to your own healing, help you empower yourself to recognize that you are the universe in human form with the power to heal yourself by making the choices that bring you back to your best self, then subscribe, my friends. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Tunes, YouTube. Share my tidbits with the world. My goal is to be a healer so that everybody can live their essential self and enjoy their time on this planet. Our time on this planet is limited, and we are here to live our best lives. We are here to be our essential selves, and we are probably here to literally be a piece of somebody else's puzzle, and much less find our own puzzle of why we're here. And we come into this planet, we think we come into this planet as a blank slate, but we really don't, because we come into this planet already with a blueprint. We have a DNA fingerprint. We have our own personal fingerprint, which is unique just to us. We have a voice print that is unique to us. And a voice print is how we express ourselves. Our fingerprint is how we touch and experience the world. So our bodies literally have a blueprint from our DNA that is unique to how our cells experience the world and how they organize themselves. Our fingers are unique in how we touch the world. Our voice is unique in how we express ourselves. And we have also been gifted, thank you, no thank you, with a lot of what we call now in science epigenetics. It's the protein that is bound to our DNA, which means that the way others have experienced our DNA, our mothers, our grandmothers, and the lineage has altered how the DNA gets expressed, but that's variable. And so our own unique blueprint can modify how we express our DNA. And so let's get back to camp. Camp was really where I found my essential self, where I felt free to be me. It's where every summer my nervous system took an exhale, where I reset, rebooted, and resourced my whole self, because my family was loving and kind and really good people. And from a very early age, I took in the epigenetics of how I was expected to live in my family, right? I was the youngest of three. I had an older sister, an older brother by a lot, 6 and 8 years. I had a teacher for a mom and I call him a surgeon for a dad. And I jokingly say he ran the house the way the metaphor for surgeons run the operating room, tyrannical. Do it my way, or you might get in trouble. My way or the highway. And he was, he hadn't had his own childhood to resource and experience his own exhaling of his nervous system. He was so tightly wound to make sure he made it in the world, to make sure that he did life right, because he was bounced from house to house to house. His parents didn't have money and his parents were divorced and he had to live with different family members. And so his nervous system was so tightly wound that he found a way to succeed in his life by conforming to rules and using his brain to being a physician and doing things right, to get 100% on all tests, do 100%, always do your best in the operating room, and living life by certain rules that got him to a place of success in his life. But he brought that into the family. We were not a family where dad went out and played ball with us. We were a family that had to do life in school correctly. We had to get 100% on all our tests. Our teacher mom, our surgeon dad said, you need to succeed using your brain. But my friends, this body came out of the womb more than a head on a stick. I was a mind that was a curious little bugger, and I wanted to learn, and I loved school, and I did great in school. But I had so much energy in my body, and I loved my body, and I needed to play and run and climb trees and swim in the lake and swim in pools and run and jump and seesaw and tetherball, and I needed to use my body and I needed to move that energy. If you tried to keep me still in a classroom all day long, oh my gosh, I was so much more than a head on a stick. I needed to know and feel and express my body. And it was really hard to do that at home. But in summer camp, whew, I got to let loose. And as a girl, when I was growing up playing sports, you know, we got to do a little bit. I got to do a little bit of gymnastics and a little bit of gym at school. Oh, but I really needed more. And that wasn't the cool thing to do. And this was before Title IX. We weren't really allowed to do and play the same way boys did. But in summer camp, in a girls' summer camp, well, it was a co-ed, but the girls were together. We got to play everything. So I got to express my body and be in my body. And then connection. My friends, I came to this planet all heart. And when I look at embryos, the first thing that comes on board when there's a live embryo is the pulsating heart. My friends, the energy that comes from our heart is so, so big. This energy blueprint, this energy signature that radiates out from our heart, it extends 3 feet outside of yourself. They can measure that with EKGs and stuff. The energy from the heart extends out and about us. The energy from our brains, my friends, 3 inches above and beyond your head. What does that mean? The first thing that comes online, the essence of who you are, the vitality of who you are, the spirit of who you are, starts first in the heart. That pulsating heart. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. The brain comes later. So, my friends, I just want to remind you that the heart and the pulsation and the energy of who you are is heart first, and the brain is supposed to be the servant to who you really are, the servant to your essential self. The brain is where we conform and contort and connect socially. Me and you, me and the earth, me and life, me and my essential self. But we've flipped how we do life, and we have forgotten that earth and life is earth school. And we've spent 10 months contorting into learning in school ways by contorting ourselves into a social self. And that essential self gets smaller and smaller and smaller until by adulthood, sometimes we have forgotten who we really are from our heart. So camp for me was 2 months of resourcing myself, connecting to who I really was, letting my hair down. And I can tell you stories of like how I dried my hair with and without a blow dryer, because when I was young, there were no blow dryers. And it's another story, but figuratively letting my hair down and letting my hair dry in nature, letting myself experience life experientially, mind, body, spirit. And my friends, because I was free, there was so much creativity that was also in camp. We were allowed to be creative and develop our own camp civilization in a sense. Every summer, it was a creative new experience within the structure that was there every year. And so there was creativity pushing boundaries. There was body, there was mind, and there was heart. And my friends, we were therefore a full self. And so we're going to take our next break, but I want to invite you to experience and remember mind, body, heart, and spirit is the fullness of who we are. And tapping into that is how we go through life as a full human being. Let's take our next break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Please follow me. You can follow me at Women Reproduction on social media or Dr. Tina Plays. My website, drtinaplays.com, is coming soon. It's there, but it's being upgraded and reset. And there you'll find, you can sign up for my future retreats where I teach experiential healing in retreat form. And my community is forming where twice a month we meet on Zoom, where again, I teach healing from a mind, body, heart, spirit, whole health way to be. And again, this episode is about camp and how camp helped me find my essential self. But camp was my reset, my resource, my rejuvenation. It was my control, all delete, right? Every machine needs to power down. Every machine also needs to power up. So we need both time to rest and to be and to kind of check out of the doing mode and the performance mode and the be graded mode and all that. But we also need to resource ourselves and bring the energy in. And there's so many different ways to bring the energy in, but you need to know what turns your body on, what lights your fire, how you resource yourself. For me, I need so much to resource myself. I need to activate my mind. I need to activate my body. I need to activate my heart and love and spirit. And I need to literally be creative and move energy and flow it through me. I need all of it. And I need alone time and I need together time. And camp, I realized, was where I reset and literally experienced the fullness of who I was. And camp wasn't perfect. And everywhere you go, there you are. And even in camp, I have memories of years that I literally was the highest version of myself. And there were years, you know, those preteen, early 12, 13, 14, awkward middle school years. Oh, yeah, those were my awkward years in summer camp as well. So everything in life mirrors itself. There's the highs and the lows, and the memories we take, we get to ingest, digest those memories and repurpose them for new learnings as we experience life over and over and over again. We get to re-metabolize, if you will, experiences that we had before to get more joy out of it and dump the yuckiness of it. And I don't want you to think my life was perfect, because it wasn't. And their camp wasn't always perfect. Just like school, I didn't always get 100%. There were tests that I really bombed on, right? And then you come back even after the mishaps and the mistakes. But what camp had for me was there was this structure of how you camp. And I can tell you the structure was always the same. I think for 100 years, it's probably been the same. There's morning rituals. There's evening rituals. There's, you know, you wake up and you raise the flag and you sign in and every camper present and accounted for. And you always woke up to reveille, which is a very military kind of thing to wake up to. But there was this regimental living. And then within the structure, there was free, we were free to make choices. So children were given agency. And so in structure is freedom. And I've already mentioned it was, we could use our mind to rewrite songs, to be creative, to memorize lines in plays. So there was, we were using our mind and our bodies. We were connecting one-on-one, which is teaching us how to connect human to human. And we had nature and horseback riding. And I think there might have been some gardening and certainly hiking. So we were connecting between humans, but also between nature and earth and plants, and between animals, learning how to take care of animals. There was performance-based things, because we had songs and dances and plays, and we had to memorize lines. And that was like performing like we do in school. But there was also time to be. There was free play, rest hour. There were activities, you know, water sports, land sports, and then silly sports like jacks. And silly sports with, really funny, we called it the Apache relay, but a lot of silly sports. We had mud sliding, like after it rained, we would just slide in the mud and break up the grass, right? So camp was a reset. And what I realized is there was nature, there was play, there was community, there was simplicity, as well as gentle achievement, but without grades. And so we were resourcing our whole self. And what do we do as adults? Sometimes we forget that this nervous system of ours needs a break to resource. The brain needs downtime, maybe just meditating, just being, not distracting. Like, I mean, reading books is great. Watching TV is great. Going to shows is great. But the difference in summer camp, we did all that. We could read books. We had movie nights. We went and watched the other campers perform plays. But we also were experientially actually experience life because we had to make a play. We had to write a song. We had to be the entertainment. And so we were participating in life and not just watching life. And we were, everyone had a chance to shine. Perhaps you were better at arts and crafts, so we had arts and crafts for you to stand out. Maybe you were better in athletics and you could shine there. Maybe you were had the biggest heart and you could shine because you had the most spirit and could get the spirit award. You gave the most love. Maybe you were good at water sports, but not land sports. You were good on stage and not on the field, right? So we learn that every human in our bunk and every human in the camp brought their own particular flavor and their own particular way to shine. Some people were great with the animals, some with horseback riding, some were scared of nature and some weren't. And so again, every human got to find and tap into their personal nervous system and their personal body to learn that they brought something to the table. And my friends, as adults, we forget the person who cleans the room in a hospital and keeps it sterile and clean, let's say the operating room, is just as much a part of the healing team as the surgeon doing the surgery. And the LVN that comes into your hospital room and takes your vital signs and checks and brings their whole self and talks to you when you're alone in that hospital bed, terror perhaps of what's next, scared of surgery, scared that you may live or die, scared of what's next. The person who straightens and tidies up your bed or sponges you down with a sponge bath or checks and breathes with you and smiles at you, that person is playing a role in your healing. The connection between two humans, the person who sends you an email or a card, is involved in your healing. So remember, friends, you play a role in whether you lift someone up with the smile in the elevator, or seeing them as a full human with an entire life, an entire history. You can heal another human just by giving them the time and space and connection. And you can heal yourself one minute at a time when you stop running around like a human, nervous to get life right, and give your nervous system a break to check in. Who are you under all the identity and layers? What does your body need to resource yourself, to lift you up? Do you need to sit or to move, to read or to listen to and be read to swim or to rest, to learn or to teach, to connect to others or to be alone by yourself? Mind, body, heart, and spirit, your essential self has gifts to give others And you're doing yourself and others a disservice if you keep them within because you don't believe you are big enough, powerful enough to make a difference in this world. And you are allowed to shrink and rest and do nothing if you resource yourself by lying on the couch and loving yourself completely. On that note, we'll take our next break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And come back real soon while we figure out how you can design your camp on an everyday basis.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends, my fellow campers. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I invite all of you to buy my book, Your Healing Playground. Share it with your friends. You can get it on Amazon. You can find it also on my website, the link, drtinaplays.com. All about healing through play. And again, my talk today about camp is about experiential healing and experiential living. What did camp give me? There was a level of safety. I felt in my house and in school a level of on-guardness, of bracing, because I had to get things right. I felt the need to be perfect, to be 100%, to be contort myself into that correct self, which so many of us feel on a daily basis. Camp gave me time to breathe and be okay with being me, which allowed my nervous system to feel safe in being me. I invite you to get curious with how your nervous system, which again, I'm going to change the word my last day, my new thing is let's stop calling it a nervous system because that keeps us stuck in our social self. If we call it a sensation system, then all we are is bringing all our senses in, accepting how they land, and then expressing ourselves as our essential self, even if it's within the confines somewhat of what our social self says is acceptable. But that keeps us in collaboration and not fighting between social and essential, but moving in a collaborative way. So safety. How do you find safety? Because when you feel safe in your physicality and your mind, your body will heal. Now, camp also gave me the ability to play. Play activates my dopamine receptors, my motivation, my creativity, my ability to literally express myself in a positive way. How do you play? What turns your body on? Play is moving the energy from survival. Oh my God, I gotta stay stuck in one way so that I don't get mortified, made fun of, get in trouble, get killed. When we move out of survival mode where we are so tense and so tight, we can move the energy up into our power centers, our love centers, our expressive centers, and our creativity. That, my friends, is moving the energy of aliveness to play with life. Connection, oxytocin rises when we connect. In summer camp, I told you, we live together, we learn to get along, we learn to collaborate and connect deeply with the mother figures, the father figures, and our peers. We learned how to live in civilization and connect to others. That raises our oxytocin, our love hormones. We lived in our bodies and in nature. We were grounded in the earth that regulates us and calms our nervous system by moving energy and circulating it. That's probably a touch of serotonin. And we had free time to integrate mind, body, heart, spirit. When we're there, we were ingesting nature, connection, and joy. We were digesting experiences and emotions, metabolizing everything through play, movement, expression, our whole mind, body, heart, spirit. And finally, we got to express the essential self that was even more true to who we really were. So, my friends, you are a sensation system. You need to learn how to be safe. You need to learn how to move the energy through you. That's play. You need to learn how to connect to self, to others, and to life itself. And then you need to learn to metabolize all the emotions that you have in life, the despair to depression, depression to anger, to rage, to motivate you to for change in life. How can you take the caca of life and move it through you to express yourself fully? Life isn't always going to be happy, light, and joyful, but we can feel all of life and metabolize and catalyze all of our experiences to express ourselves more fully, be more fully present, and celebrate being alive to experience the highs and the lows, the connections and the breakups, the wins and the losses. Life is not about a boring, stable, yellow brick road unless you want that. But life usually is a bumpy, hilly ride of seesaw. And it's up to you to play, metabolizing the ups and the downs, and celebrate and be more of the you that you are here to be. And next episode, maybe I'll talk about how to convert the valleys into the joys without losing your story, but celebrating it. Because you, my friends, were born to be you and born to be well.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice. And play is your medicine. Pleasure is a practice, and play is your medicine.